You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" Once again in the Sunday Gospel, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ speaks about material possessions and how much do we trust them, how much do we put them in front of God, in front of other people. Today Jesus, by saying this parable of the rich man and Lazarus, he wants us to avoid the fate of the rich man. He doesn't want us to end up like him, just concentrating on the material possessions, on what we have and what we enjoy. But Jesus urges us to look at our brothers and sisters who are in need, to look at the Lazarus who is suffering. Maybe we also see ourselves as Lazarus, as the one suffering. The name Lazarus, it's a Hebrew name that means God is my help, God is my refuge. We are called to imitate Lazarus, that no matter what happens in our life, whether we are suffering, whether we are struggling, that we can always trust in the Lord, that we can always seek His help and refuge, and that God never abandons us. He's always with us. On the other hand, as we see that Lazarus in this parable was given a name, and it's a very symbolical name, on the other hand, we see the rich man being anonymous. no name. Maybe he lost his identity by trusting in what he has, trusting in the possessions and attachments of this world. Maybe he is anonymous because it's a warning message to all of us that this could be any one of us, that the rich man's name could be our name. That's why Jesus Christ tells us this parable, in order for us to repent. Let us ask him for the grace of repentance, of really trusting in him, so that God can be our refuge and our help. Join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. On Monday, October 7th, we will celebrate the feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary. Outdoor rosary procession will take place at 7 p.m. We invite you all to attend. Lector workshop at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa will take place on Thursday, October 24th, from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Chapel of Our Lady of Częstochowa. The workshop will be led by Father Dennis Gill, Director of the Office for Divine Worship of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. To register, please call our shrine or email us at częstochowalectors@gmail.com. If you would like to sing in our choir, please come for the rehearsal every Thursday at 7 p.m. in the music room, located at the entrance to the Chapel of Our Lady. On Sunday, November 3rd, we'll celebrate the day of prayer for all the faithful departed. Following the 12:30 Mass, the traditional procession to the cemetery will take place. On that day, all morning masses, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12:30, will be celebrated in the upper church. The names of our deceased beloved ones for the All Souls Novena can be mailed to us or simply left at the shrine's office. We would like to invite everyone to celebrate with us the Healing and Mercy Mass. The Mass will be said on every first Friday of the month at 7 p.m., followed with the exposition of the Most Blessed Sacrament, recitation of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and a prayer for spiritual and physical healing. We start on Friday, October 6th. Everyone is invited to attend. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.